The U.S. dollar begins the week on stronger footing, supported by firmer equity sentiment as U.S. futures rise, led by the Nasdaq. Overnight, Japan's Q3 GDP contracted less severe than expected, reinforcing PM Takaichi's push for fiscal stimulus amid rising tensions with China over Taiwan, which also weighed on Japanese retail and tourism stocks. In Europe, the euro is under pressure after EU officials cut 2026 growth forecast to 1.2%, with broader concerns around trade tensions, weak German performance, and French political instability pointing to a cautious economic outlook. ECB policymakers Guindos and Malouf highlighted ongoing financial risks and the need for a data-dependent stance. Meanwhile, Swiss Q3 GDP unexpectedly fell, driven by sharp declines in chemicals and pharma. Today's key data includes the U.S. Empire Manufacturing Survey, Canada's CPI, and remarks from several Fed, ECB, and BOE officials. That's all for now.